Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Wednesday, with the presidential campaign now officially underway, there is a disturbing shift taking place among many American voters. Some of us are actually going back to the 18th century. When U.S. Grant ran for president, most Americans knew he was a successful Civil War general. But that's all they knew. Grant was a big boozer, poor manager, and timid when it came to defending Native Americans who he knew were getting hosed. Back then, the American media was only in print, and much of that was rank propaganda. Folks voted but had little idea about what their ballots would actually lead to. Today, we have a level of media saturation never before seen on the planet. Yet many American voters are as clueless as their ancestors were. The reason is apathy. In order to be informed, you have to spend time reading and listening. That's not fun many times. Cruising the cell phone and watching idiotic reality shows is much more appealing to many. The power seekers on all sides understand that propaganda rules in the USA. The electorate is largely incurious, and they are not, generally speaking, seeking enlightenment. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.